Good morning. May 3rd, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. A couple of concrete items stand out today, including funding deadlines tomorrow, May 4th, and a new Montana law on licensure for residential treatment centers. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Starting with news media, Opioid Data Lab has its April newsletter out on opioiddata.org. In the social pulse, one lived experience post from Affirm Sanity on Blue Sky says that, as an addictions counselor, they saw the benefits of Suboxone in helping people overcome opioid addiction. The post also stresses that recovery is a lifestyle change and that medication alone will not cure addiction. There were also a couple of innovation-focused posts about drug monitoring. Daily AI Tech News on X says the Trump administration is launching a multifaceted strategy to combat drug use in the U.S., including AI-driven cargo screenings and monitoring through wastewater aimed at real-time data. Relatedly, Bertha Madras on X pointed to an MIT team's wastewater collection and analysis system designed to locate drugs or metabolites within roughly 1 to 2 blocks of disposal, with a working model focused on identifying specific blocks with high drug use. Then the discussion shifts from innovation claims to competing public messages around harm reduction. Dan247 on X shared that Click and Deliver Naloxone now offers delivery of naloxone to any address in Wales, describing naloxone as a life-saving medication that can temporarily reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. In contrast, Cassie Horton on X argued that Los Angeles should not continue, in her words, incentivizing and supporting open-air drug markets and use of synthetic narcotics under the label of harm reduction, and said reducing harm also requires deterrence. That contrast is worth watching because access messaging and opposition messaging are both clearly active right now. A few research items are also worth your attention. In Harm Reduction Journal, a paper titled "The Community's Memory is Timeless" explores cultural and community context to inform the public health response to the overdose crisis in Black communities. In the International Journal of Drug Policy, another study models the impact of cuts in U.S. PEPFAR funding for opioid agonist therapy and needle and syringe programs on drug-related deaths and HIV and hepatitis C transmission among people who inject drugs. And a PubMed-listed paper looks at care access and provision for people surviving opioid overdose and toxic brain injury, with recommendations to address what it describes as an unfolding polycrisis. Taken together, those studies point to how community context, service financing, and post-overdose care all shape outcomes beyond emergency response alone. On the policy front, Montana has enacted a law to provide for the licensure of residential treatment centers.
Now to funding. There are two current opportunities with deadlines coming up tomorrow, May 4th, 2026. The Bureau of Justice Assistance has the Fiscal Year 2025 Comprehensive Opioid, Stimulant, and Substance Use Site-Based Program. Also due May 4th, the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention has the Fiscal Year 2025 Opioid Affected Youth Initiative. A third current opportunity is the Bureau of Justice Assistance Fiscal Year 2025 Comprehensive Opioid, Stimulant, and Substance Use Program, or COSUP, Investigations Training and Technical Assistance Opportunity, with a deadline of May 8, 2026. If any of those are relevant to your work, the May 4th deadlines are immediate. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. Finally, in activism, the Treatment Advocacy Center is calling for public comments on the HUD work requirements and time limits rule. And the National Alliance to End Homelessness is inviting people to register for a budget advocacy webinar on federal homelessness funding. If either of those fits your work, this is a good moment to act before those opportunities move on. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.